And I hope God blesses this great country with a sanity and a revolution to come back to what it should be.
Hi, friends. It's Stephen Hittner.
And Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 77th Customer Appreciation Sale going on Friday, October 6th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 7th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Friday, Martin from Natural Factors will be in, along with Tom Heck with Terry Naturally, answering any questions you may have. Then on Saturday, we'll have Jersey Valley cheese and allied elderberry immune samples.
We'll have all sorts of sales and fun in store for you. 20% off of supplements, 20% off of CBD products, plus 20% off of all essential oils and cosmetics. Please note that all these sales are limited to in-stock items.
And while you're walking around at Family Natural Foods, don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with your purchase. Please join us Friday, October 6th and Saturday, October 7th at Family Natural Foods for our 77th Customer Appreciation Day sale, located at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
We look forward to celebrating with you.
20-3, Wisconsin. Purdue did try to rally, but the Badgers put them away in the fourth quarter en route to an impressive road win. Coming off a bye, the Badgers start an 8-game push with hopes of a 9th in Indianapolis. No one expects it to be easy. Today's opponent appears to be improving, led by an aggressive defense, a dual-threat quarterback, and strong special teams units. It's homecoming in Madison, the start of a big month, with 3 of the 4 games on home turf. From Camp Randall Stadium, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone.
The Badgers pour onto the field. They are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to the 10, 10 to the 10, 10 to the 5, 10 to the 5. Touchdown. Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Well, we welcome you into Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, where Wisconsin and Rutgers, it's a homecoming date between the Scarlet Knights and the Badgers. 15 days ago, Wisconsin walked off the field and into their bye week after a 38-17 win at Purdue, and they walked off with without one of their best players in Ches Malusi, whose season ended with an injury. Now Wisconsin will begin the pivotal month of October. 3 home games over a 4-week span, plus a trip to Illinois. It's Rutgers today, Iowa next week, then to Champaign, and a showdown here 3 weeks from now against Ohio State on October the 28th. The last time out featured an array of talents from Tanner Mordecai and a defense that has found the turnover magic once again, 9 forced turnovers over the last 2 games. The voice of the Badgers is Matt LePay, and he's in. Coaches typically will tell you bye weeks come at a good time, and Wisconsin had one. Now they have this gauntlet, this October gauntlet, but also the run of all the games now without a day off the rest of the way. And it starts here with a Rutgers team who, by tradition, and Greg Schiano's tradition, is a very stout defensive team.
Yeah, very tough to run on. Less than 100 yards a game they're giving up. They're putting together, at least through 4 games, we'll see if the trend continues, to have one of their better defensive teams in quite a while. And you're right about what coaches say. It's been kind of the running joke up here, no matter when it is, which is not always the case. I think most coaches would like it more in the mid portion of the season. But in this regard, Mike, it probably did come at a pretty good time for Wisconsin. for the unfortunate reason with the injury to Ches Malusi. It did give Jackson Aker a chance to get more repetitions, as he's going to be the number two running back now. And talking with Devin Spaulding, too, I was asking, he's the running backs coach, I was asking him about Braylon. He has 16 pass receptions, three more than he had all of last year. And still maybe getting used to that, getting the ball in a different way and being able to make people miss. And that was an emphasis in the bye week, just trying, if it's timing, all that goes into that, because Braylon Allen getting the ball in space is a pretty intriguing thought. Now, the numbers haven't backed that up yet, but at the same time, with Ches out, you would think it could mean a couple, three more carries, per game or so for Braylon. And the way he started in the Purdue game was very encouraging. Matter of fact, Spaulding mentioned on Luke's radio show this week, the key is to get him mad.
Yeah.
And Luke said, I didn't know that. I could do that.
Yeah,
so right. Maybe they'll just insult him before the first offensive series and let Braylon go to work off of that.
Let me ask you about Tanner Mordecai, because the numbers will jump off the page at you in a way that I think will surprise people. Two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He had come in with all the accolades and the big touchdown numbers in the air at SMU. What do you see, and in your conversations, maybe what's missing in that part of this game so far?
Well, so far, I think it's not so much what's missing is he's rushed for four touchdowns, yep. And that has surprised folks, too, in each of the last two games. I do think, Mike, it's part of the, and you've talked to Phil Longo, and he's used the term a lot, part of the evolution of this, where you're still getting acclimated to the new faces, the new receivers in the rotation. There have been a couple of close calls, for touchdowns. A throw is maybe off or a ball isn't gathered that could be. I think in the big picture, beyond the numbers, they've been really impressed with Mordecai, because there's a lot on the plate of a quarterback in any circumstance. And I was talking to Tausch about this, and just as he looks at this, he's become more and more impressed with Mordecai, just looking beyond the numbers, just how he manages this offense. You don't want to use the term game manager. I think quarterbacks can get a little insulted by that, but it's still a good term, because he's a playmaker, but he also knows how to manage this offense. So, yeah, did we all think through four games he'd only have two touchdown passes? No, but I think with the way this offense has been more productive here in these last couple of weeks, Mordecai has really been the guy most responsible for that.
They kind of emptied the bucket a little bit. We've seen more trickery out of this program on offense than many times we'd see in a full season. We've seen sometimes in a game. That's part of Phil's process, right? Offensively, it seems like it, that we're going to do things that people, we're going to flip it up every now and then.
Yeah, it's been interesting, because he's always talked about with this offense, you want the defense to have to defend sideline to sideline and just cover every blade of grass, the way they would put it. And with Will Pauling, in the stat sheet, it shows one pass. Well, actually, it was two because of the two-point conversion against Purdue. And it's just a different way, gives defenses something else to think about. You're right. I mean, Paul did it some. I think, the tricks were more with Brett as the head coach.
Yeah.
And Paul as a coordinator, and then there would be some special team stuff as well. But I think, you have to have the confidence in your players to be able to execute it. And I think we have seen that, particularly with the reverse pass, the first one to Mordecai. It didn't get him a touchdown. But, Pauling in that play, it looked like Purdue had it diagnosed. And you just figure that Will's just going to tuck it and get what he can out of it, running the ball. But he kept the play alive. I mean, it was a quarterback skill, which is pretty impressive for a slot receiver.
I visited with him post-game. I said, and then to Tanner as well, I said he kept his eyes up. He made a, a defender miss and then looked down the field. And, so all good stuff. I'm also curious in the defensive side of things. Obviously, we knew there was a transition from Jim Leonard out, Mike Tressel coming in with this staff. But there's a personnel change, too, Where is the defense? I think we're waiting, and they're kind of waiting to see it step up to a different level.
Yeah, I think that you're right. They're going through this process now without stalwarts such as Keanu Benton on the defensive line, without a Nick Herbig, who's just so impressive off the edge in his time at Wisconsin. They're very, very encouraged where James Thompson Jr. is right now. How can you not be? Same story with Hunter Woller. Remember last year he got hurt in the opening game, missed a good chunk of the season. Well, he's been out there and has been very productive through each of the first four games. I think in the secondary, they're giving up a lot of yards. We know that. But they're also making plays. It's the obvious are the two interceptions two weeks ago from Ricardo Hallman. But Alexander Smith has been in there breaking up passes as well. Yeah. So it is step by step. They're looking for more from various players. I think this is a game where you would see the three inside linebackers, Muma Jungmeta, play just the one snap at the end of the game against Purdue. But maybe with this play style that Rutgers has, certainly in the Iowa game next week, I would think you would need all of those three guys. They talk about feeling like they have three starters there in the Purdue game with the way the Boilermakers played. They just felt it was better suited for Jordan Turner and Jake Chaney. I would think that Muma could get in that rotation more in the coming weeks.
Matt, one bigger picture question that I'll ask Chris Carlin in our next segment, the voice of Rutgers football. The schedules came out here this week for future. What do you like, and maybe what intrigues you about these future platforms of schedules to protected rivals?
I do think it's something different for fans here. The protected rivalries are very important with Iowa and Minnesota. But I think for fans to see a Wisconsin-USC game, going out to the Coliseum and then the Trojans come here, UCLA, Washington, Oregon, there is something different about that from a fan standpoint. You look at next year's schedule, the home schedule, including Alabama coming here, non-conference, that's pretty enticing for a Badger fan if you're a season ticket holder or however you take in the game. I do think with football, Mike, you can do it. It's a lot of air miles, if particularly as those West Coast schools, or in the case of Rutgers, as an East Coast school. I'm just curious how this is going to work for Olympic shorts. That's the really big picture view. How is this going to fit? But I do think it does create some very enticing matchups. It's just... without divisions, it's going to be the top two teams. It's still who you play, who you miss in the schedule. But it does take away something that you can't have competitive balance in college football. It's just not built that way. Divisions maybe gave you a shot at that. Now there's just less of it moving forward.
All good stuff. Matt LePay will take over at 10, and the game kicks today at 11:06. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll visit with the voice of the Scarlet Knights, Chris Carlin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
By the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We welcome you back to Camp Randall Stadium in the pregame show. Badgers and Rutgers will kick off today, 11:06. This much is sure. Rutgers, under Greg Schiano, will play defense. They are 4-1, and in the four wins, they've allowed 33 points. The Scarlet Knights, their only loss was their only road game at Michigan, where at the half they were down 14-7, lost 31-7. The most recent head-to-head matchup between these two, all the way back in 2021 in Piscataway, where Wisconsin pulled away to an easy 52-3 win. This is different. The last meeting in Madison was a 31-17 win for the Badgers in 2018. Chris Carlin is the voice of the Scarlet Knights. I'm going to start here where I finished with Matt LePay in the previous segment. Future schedules came out this week. It's different for you and Maryland and, you know, some of the Eastern Big Ten teams on the add-ins. So the future schedules, which include Michigan, or which include Washington and Oregon and USC and UCLA. What's the view from Piscataway on this move in the Big Ten?
Well, I think it's when Rutgers came into the conference, it was with the idea that, you know, this is the best conference in football, and I think the best conference in America overall. And expanding west is nothing that I don't think really bothers anybody. It's one of those things where I won't lie, when you're getting Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State all definitively off your schedule and out of your division every year,
right,
it's not the worst thing in the world for sure. But I think moving out west, frankly, I think it's a lot tougher for the West Coast teams than it is for the East Coast teams, because when your Rutgers are, you're going to travel, you know, 2.5-3 hours to get here, to get to Iowa, to get to a couple other places. It's another couple hours. Okay,
yeah,
that's fine. And it's not as much of a big deal. There's much more of a time adjustment when you are coming east than when you are going west. But I think overall, though, the bigger concern becomes about the Olympic sports.
Sure,
and,
sure does.
You know, the travel that's involved there. I don't know how much consideration was truly given to all of that. We know football drives everything, right? So when that's the case, I think that makes it a lot trickier for the student athletes in those sports.
Chris, one more on that front. No divisional play beginning next year. So you got 18 teams in a league, two protected rivals, play 9 games and decide which two teams are the best. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's good. I mean, listen, it's exciting to get a chance to go and play at USC next year. Rutgers is going to do that. They'll have UCLA come in next year. They'll have Washington come in. And I think more than anything, it opens up opportunities for different people or for different schools. Like I said, you know, when you're Rutgers, you want to continue to grow. You want to continue to get places. And when you have those three teams on your schedule every year, no matter what, Hey, man, that is running a gauntlet, to be sure. So I think the breakup of divisions is not something that anybody in Piscataway is too broken up about.
Tell me about what Greg Schiano brings out to the field today. And I was talking about it right out of the open here. One loss at Michigan. People will look at the score and go, well, that wasn't close. Well, shoot, you're down 10 points in the third quarter when you throw a pick six and you're kind of driving. So it was maybe closer than the numbers indicate, but you were there, was it?
Yeah, for a while it certainly was. And part of that pick six was a play earlier, something happened that I've never seen where an official right on top of a play calls a personal foul on Sportsman, like after the play. And he comes in and the referee overrules him. I've never seen a personal foul like that picked up on the road. And, you know, and so two plays later, pick six. And frankly, it was a great play by the Michigan defender who came in, Mikey Sainristil, who came in and ran it back. So, look, it is a lot more competitive. I think the things that we see physically as Rutgers is getting bigger and bigger. And just to be blunt, they look more like a Big Ten team physically, and they didn't get pushed around by Michigan until really, I would say, late in that game when, you know, you're worn down, you're tired.
You have a better perspective on how it's different, but when we came out to Piscataway in 21, it was a mismatch. Ran the football as Wisconsin wanted to and certainly did at the time. It's not that today. Correct?
Correct. And I think the big part of that is simply that this all looks very familiar with Greg.
Yeah.
I was here the first time around, and you saw the progression. You saw the development. Develop is such an incredibly trite word, but it is so, so important to what they do at Rutgers, getting in the full cycles of recruits and getting them into the program and developing players. And you are seeing some of the guys that Greg brought in at the beginning back in 20 and 21 who are now developing and becoming really good contributors. And I'd start with Gavin Wimsett, the quarterback, who, I mean, is kind of the definition of that. Physically looks a lot bigger than when he first got here. And certainly when you look at his development from last year to this year, protecting the football, making good decisions, seeing the field, you really see where that comes out.
Two best of questions. What is the best thing Rutgers does offensively?
Run the football. They've done it very well this year with Kyle Manungai being the primary guy. Sam Brown is somebody that opened a lot of eyes last year, was banged up, and has slowly worked his way back, and he is a very good, powerful, in-between-the-tackles type guy. And Manungai has good speed, but he's also a tough runner, and he's excellent at picking up blitzes. I think more than anything, they are very, very good at running the football.
And the best thing that Greg Schiano's squad does on the defensive side of the ball?
Discipline. They don't get burned for huge plays down the field very often. And when they do, there was some sort of missed assignment or something. I think the discipline in the secondary has really been outstanding so far this year.
Your key to what you see here today?
With Rutgers, it is the margin of error is still incredibly small. And I know it's a cliche thing. You cannot give them freebies. You cannot give the football to them. So far this year, they've only turned it over three, four times, and that just has to continue. You cannot do that against this Wisconsin team.
Chris, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks,
Mike,
for the time.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Yes, we will look forward to it. It is 11:06 kick time today. Still to come, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. And our Minute with Mac, Chris McIntosh, that happens when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit ClearyBuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clarybuilding.com today.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Show continues. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Our weekly chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Badgers back at it today after an open Saturday last week. Four games in, Mac. What have you seen? What have you liked about this team here so far?
I mean, what I've seen and what I like is a team that's gotten better every week. I think one that desires to continue to do that. I know Luke continues to remain on that path, but if we can be playing our best football each week we play it, and as the season goes on, it's a long season, I think that should give us all a reason to be excited.
That Purdue win, I mean, it's any Big Ten win, any Big Ten road win especially, is really nice to get. It looks better now because Purdue was really impressive in the game against Illinois, but to be able to start fast and really take control of that game early was really huge.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
Beats the alternative, right?
Yeah. You know, come out of the locker room in the first quarter and create some momentum for yourself and have a little fun, and I think, you know, you could see it. I'm really proud of the way we, you know, fended off a push in the second half of that game by Purdue, and to come out of there on top. Those are valuable wins, there's something to build off of there, I'm sure, you know, Luke would tell you that there's all kinds of things that they were going to emphasize from that game, but it's nice to be able to have things to correct and to emphasize and also have the W.
All right, that is Chris McIntosh, and that is our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt LePay. Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do. Whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or a supreme loaded with all the toppings. You know, high standards are the precedent. Sack a Brewpub Latsa Matza Pizza today from your local grocery store. Coming up next, our Badgers in the NFL segment, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, this is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 53. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows around 38. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 53. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
We continue from Camp Randall Stadium on the pregame show. I'm Mike Heller. 11:06 is the kick time today against Rutgers. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment. It is presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. We begin with the Miami Dolphins. Andrew Van Ginkel continues to shine. Five tackles, two sacks, three TFLs, and the Dolphins lost to Buffalo. Alec Ingold also had a catch in that game for 23 yards. Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos had their best offensive day of the season. Wilson was 21 of 28, had three touchdowns in the air, and the Broncos came from behind to win against the Bears. T.J. Edwards had nine tackles. Jack Sanborn added five tackles in that Bears loss. They turned around and won on Thursday night in Washington, did the Chicago Bears. Melvin Gordon had three carries for 21 yards. He now plays for the Baltimore Ravens. They won 28-3 over Cleveland. T.J. Watt, Keanu Benton, Nick Herbig, Isaiah Laudermilk, and the Steelers did not have a very good day collectively. Against Houston, they lost 30-6. Jake Ferguson had a perfect day, seven catches on seven targets for 77 yards, and Dallas won 38-3 against the New England Patriots. And also this week, you could mark the return of Jonathan Taylor to the field coming up tomorrow. Taylor has been at odds with the Colts since an offseason issue and the organization's decision in May not to grant his request for a contract extension. Taylor began the year on the PUP list, physically unable to perform. Taylor, the 2021 NFL rushing champion, is in the final year of his rookie contract, and he could play tomorrow. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten and also visit with sideline reporter Patrick Herb and Jesse Temple from The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Chop the bin! All Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, Shop the Pig!
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza, and it's time to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi friends, it's Stephen Hittner.
And Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 77th Customer Appreciation Sale going on Friday, October 6th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 7th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Friday, Martin from Natural Factors will be in, along with Tom Heck with Terry Naturally, answering any questions you may have. Then on Saturday, we'll have Jersey Valley cheese and allied elderberry immune samples.
We'll have all sorts of sales and fun in store for you. 20% off of supplements, 20% off of CBD products, plus 20% off of all essential oils and cosmetics. Please note that all these sales are limited to in-stock items.
And while you're walking around at Family Natural Foods, don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with your purchase. Please join us Friday, October 6th and Saturday, October 7th at Family Natural Foods for our 77th Customer Appreciation Day sale, located at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
We look forward to celebrating with you.
Okay, continuing on the Badger pregame show and a run-up to the Rutgers Scarlet Knights and the Badgers of Wisconsin kick time precisely today at 11:06. Time to look around the Big Ten. First, to look at the standings and a jumbled mess of undefeateds in the Big Ten East. Michigan, number 2 in the country. Number 4, Ohio State. Number 6, Penn State. They are joined by unranked Maryland, all undefeated in the conference overall. In the Big Ten West, well, it's kind of a mess. Wisconsin is 1-0. They're the only undefeated in the West. Nebraska improved to 1-2. Illinois dropped to 0-3. The Badgers will see Illinois 2 weeks from now in Champaign. Iowa is a team to keep an eye on, and they'll be here 1 week from today. Maryland is at number 4, Ohio State. That game will kick at 11 o'clock, same as this. Maryland is undefeated. Ohio State is as well. The Terrapins are unranked. Ohio State, number 4 in the country. Penn State is off this weekend. Michigan will play at Minnesota. That game is scheduled tonight at 6:30. In the West, Wisconsin 1-0, the only undefeated team in the conference. Iowa and Minnesota both 1-1. Nebraska played last night at Illinois. The Cornhuskers win on the road 20-7. Nebraska improves to 3-3, 1-2 in the Big Ten. The Illini dropped to 2-4, and they're 0-3 now in Big Ten play. Purdue is at Iowa today. That game kicks at 2:30. Deacon Hill, the former Badger quarterback, is now the starting quarterback at Iowa after a season-ending injury to Cade McNamara. Iowa will be in Madison next Saturday. That game is going to kick next Saturday at 3 o'clock here at Camp Randall. When we come back, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The Elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. We roll through to a kickoff with the Badgers against the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. The second trip in at Rutgers for Greg Schiano, but let's spend some time talking about the Badgers with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. Patrick, let's begin with weather. This is quintessential mid-October fall weather. It's dry today, but it's cool and a little windy.
Yeah, it's that first sweatshirt day of the year. We've been spoiled with a beautiful fall, warm fall, but today is a gorgeous day. The rain passed through last night. Temperature's probably going to be mid-50s. I think we might have some wind to deal with. They're talking about 10 to 15 mile per hour winds, and that's something we haven't yet seen this year as an issue in games. But yeah, beautiful fall Saturday, and no place you'd rather be than Camp Randall.
Let's talk about injury and availability. It's off of a bye week. We certainly know the Ches Malusi story, and that's a sad individual story. Certainly affects the team as well, but the first thing you think about there is Ches himself, who's had to fight through these situations in the past. What are the other injury updates as we have them today?
Yeah, Malusi had successful surgery on his leg, and he'll be here today. He won't be on the sidelines, but he will be here today, just unavailable, obviously. A couple other notes. So Jake Renfro on the offensive line, we talked about him right before the Purdue game. He's not only going to dress today like he did Purdue, but he's available. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see him. I don't think they're going to make wholesale changes at this point like they had in spring where he was starting and they put Bortolini over to guard. But I wouldn't be surprised if they work him in a little bit. He's certainly available if there's an injury. A couple other players of note, Riley Nowakowski has not appeared yet this year, didn't participate in fall camp. He had a broken foot. He is dressed today, and there's a possibility he could be worked in a little bit. He's a tight end. Wisconsin, as we have probably talked about, a little thin in the tight end room, so that helps to get some depth back in that department. Kicker Jack Van Dyke was also questionable. Now, he's out here warming up right now, so it looks like he could probably go. That's a little bit noteworthy. He's the kickoff specialist. He has put three out of bounds this year, so that's just something to keep an eye on. And Rutgers got terrific special teams. So, again, we'll have to see if Wisconsin can. That's been a strength of Wisconsin this year, too, but I think it could play a factor in this game.
Patrick, all home games, this isn't on our docket, but I just noticed it as I'm looking at the North Tunnel. All home games feature recruiting opportunities, and I see the big group walking in out of that North Tunnel right now. So, again, not that we have to go in depth, but all of these games, all these home dates are important in this regard. It's recruits' opportunity to walk into the stadium.
No question. There's a large football contingency. They've got a tailgate outside that they host recruits, but other sports utilize it too. I know the men's basketball program has several guys here on unofficial visits, and they'll be hanging out on the field sidelines pregame as well. And you know, this is our big stage at Wisconsin in these football games, and success in football, a great atmosphere in football, not only helps the team, the football team recruit, but it helps everybody. You know, that rising tide floats all boats, and that's true for football games. And 11 o'clock, maybe not as ideal for hosting recruits, but...
Well, it will be later.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it will be later today. The other part of recruiting, what happens after dark. All right, so Patrick, let me ask you two more questions. One football, one hoops. Let's talk about starting fast. Wisconsin certainly did so 15 days ago at Purdue, and it's been critical. It's something that they haven't done very well this year, and it would be important, obviously, here again today.
Yeah, that was a huge emphasis going into the Purdue game, and it had been a big narrative. And Wisconsin answered the challenge, right? They scored touchdowns each of their first two drives, got up 17-0, and on they went and rolled to the win. Today being 11 o'clock, coming off of a bye, not having played football in a long time, it is something that this, I don't want to say that the staff is worried about it, but it's on their mind. It's a focus. They've talked about it. Like, how do we instill urgency from the start today? And another reason is that Rutgers has been very good in that category this year. And so they know that if they don't match Rutgers' intensity early, it could be trouble for them. Rutgers' offense, they've scored first in all five of their games this season.
Patrick, let me finish on a hoops question. Obviously, we had a little media day earlier this week, and you've been front and center with Greg Gard's crew. A lot of familiar faces and names in that program. It's important to bring back the players they did, but also adding new ones. What's the early look with Badger basketball?
Yeah, it's a rarity in today's college athletics to be able to do what Greg Gard and his staff did, have retained their entire roster. And so they're going to have more depth maybe than we've ever seen. And that's a testament to not only bringing back what they have, but also because they've added some parts that they think are going to contribute right away. AJ Storrs, probably the headliner. He's a sophomore transfer from St. John's who brings explosive athleticism, kind of that Johnny Davis model of athleticism. But then they've got a freshman class that has turned heads internally so far. Gus Yeldon, Nolan Winter, the two big guys, and also John Blackwell, the guard out of Michigan. They really think that all three of those guys are going to be a part of the rotation. If you put that with the guys that are returning, we're talking 11 deep, and that's a ton for a basketball program, and it's a good problem to have, but it is going to be an issue. How do they find enough minutes and enough balls for this group? I'm excited about Wisconsin hoops this year, and I think big things could be in store. The red-white scrimmage, I'll throw that in here just right now, so if people want to get their first look at the team, is October 15th. It's a Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Packers don't play. Come out to the Kohl Center and check out this team.
A week from tomorrow, and that's a big weekend with Iowa in and the scrimmage with Badger basketball. Last one for you. You mentioned it, so I wanted to follow up. You talked about retention. We talk about recruiting. Retention and recruiting are now essentially the same thing because it's done the same way, and it's critical whether we're talking about this football program or basketball, or we can take it to any sport. Retention and recruiting are essentially one and the same.
That's totally true, and it's going to be an annual thing for these coaching staffs and these recruiting staffs to, at the end of your season, essentially re-recruit who you've got, and you know, you hope that you build the right roster, that you don't have to reconvince them each year, but certainly when playing time is impacted and guys are having to wait their turn, it's easier to transfer. Patience is lower. You know, the phenomenon we're seeing is that within quarterback rooms in football in particular, I think 9 of the 14 quarterbacks in the Big Ten right now, starting quarterbacks, started at a different university.
Yep.
Clearly, Tanner Mordecai is that case. But what we're seeing is that you don't have the Oklahomas and the LSUs and the Alabamas with 5 quarterbacks sitting in their quarterback room. They're still recruiting those top-end kids year after year after year. But then when they see, wow, I'm 3 years away from playing, I'm going to go somewhere else to get my chance. And I think that's one of the good things about this transfer portal, this new era, that these quarterbacks are getting the chance to see the field sooner because they're talented guys. And I think the overall level of quarterback play in college football is rising because of that.
Patrick, always good stuff. Enjoy the day on the sideline. Patrick Herbert, sideline reporter today. Still to come, we'll get perspective from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. So you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're rolling through to a kickoff between Wisconsin and Rutgers. 11:06 is when they'll put the ball in the air. Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins me. I'm Mike Heller. We're at Camp Randall Stadium for this game today. Let me ask you this out of the gate. I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but give me a sense of an overall update on recruiting. I see that out of the North Tunnel. I was just talking to Patrick. All those players, high school players that are down on the field, every home game is a recruiting opportunity. We don't hear as much about it at this time of year, but it's a critical time of the year. Give me a sense of what you know is in play for Wisconsin's 2024 class, and some of these are 2025s.
Well, Wisconsin did a lot of its work in 2024 already. If you haven't, you're doing something wrong. And I think June and July are really critical when you can get the guys up here for campus visits. And this is a different type of experience. Usually you're bringing guys up who haven't committed yet, who maybe haven't seen Camp Randall Stadium. And this is a big, big deal when you look back on your recruitment and think, could I play here in front of 80,000 fans? But they made a lot of hay in their 2024 class, and now things are rolling with 2025 and 26.
Talk about the critical nature of this month of October. Wisconsin's going to play three games at home. Today, Rutgers. Iowa a week from today. On the road at Illinois, and Illinois continues to struggle. And then it's Ohio State. We're talking about the Big Ten West and the last year that you're in divisional play. If you're going to win the Big Ten West, you're going to have to do it in October.
I looked it up, Mike, this week on what Wisconsin's record is against specifically West Division opponents since the Big Ten went to the East-West divisional split, which I believe was 2014. I think Wisconsin is 40-12.
Yeah.
So they've done a lot of damage against West Division opponents. And like you said, this is the last year of this divisional split. And I think it would certainly be considered a disappointment if the Badgers weren't in contention in November. But in order to get there, you have to have a successful October. So I think they're certainly looking to win a few of these games going into that Ohio State matchup.
Jesse, I was talking to Ben Wargle and Reed Magnum on the local pregame show this morning and talking about the influx, the 18-team division of the Big Ten, as it were, starting next year. One of the interesting facets to me is if you look at the conference as a whole on the expansion, you could list Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, USC, Oregon, and Washington all at least a half a tier or more above where Wisconsin is. If you did that, you would start with Wisconsin in the middle or just above the middle of the pack. I mean, this is a daunting concept rolling forward of these 18 schools playing college football.
I think that's part of why Luke Fickell was brought here, to try and elevate the trajectory of Wisconsin football. And there's no doubt about it, the Big Ten released its schedules, conference schedules, not with dates, but with opponents for the next 5 years. And all you have to do is look at some of those matchups and see there are going to be years where Wisconsin's got to play four of those teams in 1 year. So it's entirely different. The Big Ten will be as hard as it has ever been, but I think that's part of the changing landscape here, too, is you don't necessarily have to win a Big Ten championship to get into that 12-team college football playoff, but you certainly have to be an upper echelon team, and that's where Wisconsin's trying to go.
Are you a fan of the non-divisional format that begins next year? You're going to have 18 teams, no divisions, and the two best records plus a lot of tiebreakers, I think, come into play for a Big Ten championship game.
It's tough because if you had divisions, you'd have nine on each side, and there really wouldn't be much room to play any crossover games.
Yeah.
So I think this is the way you just have to do it. And I don't honestly think there's a year where you're going to get lucky and not play anybody. At minimum, you're going to play three teams that are really challenging. Yeah. Look at the AP Top 25 right now.
Right.
Like six teams in the top 10 are undefeated that are going to be in the Big Ten of the future. It's wild.
And those are the schools I'm talking about, the ones that are ranked 2, 4, and 6, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. And then you add USC and Oregon into the mix and Washington. Yeah, those. That's the nature of what we're looking at down the road. All right, let's stay in a moment here. What's at stake here, and what do you see today? Wisconsin off of a bye week. Rutgers very good on defense and a different program than the one that Wisconsin blew out in Piscataway 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, right now Rutgers is 4-1 coming off a 52-3 win against Wagner. And one thing that has stood out about Rutgers is the ability to run the ball effectively. The Scarlet Knights had 6 touchdowns in that game. Right now they've got 15 touchdowns, which is the most in the Big Ten, and Wisconsin is second at 14. We know that Wisconsin had some issues with its run defense against Purdue. I'll be interested to see whether that's been shored up with the bye week, but there's a lot at stake here. This is the start of an 8-game stretch where you don't have any time off for Wisconsin, and if you want to make a move, the time is now.
Let me give you 2 offensive questions before we check out. One on the loss of Chesma Lucy and what that does to the running game. Does it increase the usage of Braylon Allen?
I think it has to increase Braylon's usage, and Luke Fickell said that he had a conversation with Braylon during the bye week. He said it's not going to look like twofold. You're not asking Braylon to carry 30 times a game, but if you go back and look at some of the numbers, Braylon has only averaged 13 carries a game, essentially splitting touches on the ground with Ches. Now, some of those other touches were in the passing game. I think he's got to have at least a few more. And then you're going to rely on someone like Jackson Aker, who has experience but doesn't have a ton of experience at running back. So it's going to be really interesting, and that is another facet that we're going to be watching here.
Jesse, Tanner Mordecai only has 2 touchdown passes through the first 4 games this year. He's had 72 over the last 2 years. Will those numbers begin to look more Tanner Mordecai-like as we roll forward, and do they need to?
Yes and yes. I think so. You look at the numbers and just say, oh, my goodness, what's going on? Why isn't this offense thriving? But he has had so much success on the ground, and I think that's something that maybe gets overlooked. And it will come. I think it will come. This offense, what they showed against Purdue, three touchdowns on the first three drives, to me was an indication of where it's going.
Last one for you, and that is what keys you might be looking for as to how this game progresses.
Well, I mentioned Wisconsin's run defense. I wonder whether the Badgers will mix some things up defensively. We know that Muma Jiangmeta only played one snap in that last game. What is that inside linebacker rotation going to look like? And offensively, it's the run game. How do they use Braylon Jackson-Aker? Will Cade Iacomelli be involved? Will they throw the ball a little bit more with Tanner Mordecai? So there's a lot of intriguing things to see.
Four games in, eight to play. Today starts a run that Jesse just talked about. Eight games over the next 8 weeks. In the month of October, three of them are here at Camp Randall. Iowa is in next, and Ohio State at the end of the month after a road trip to Illinois. It's the Badgers and Rutgers. The game will kick at 11:06. Matt LePay takes over next. You're listening to Badger Football.